Daf Kuftes Amid Beis, around 6 lines from the bottom. Mahuda Amalohu Diklo Lebras. Person said that he's giving a deco, Matzabo Shimera, he's giving a deco for his daughter. Shochev, and he died. Vishavik, now he left over 1,000 kolim, and he also left over Vishavik Trei Palge de Dikler. In 2 kolim, he was a shooter for someone else. Is Yosef Rav Ashi Vikokashale, Rav Ashi Kler de Shaila, Mikokori Inchi Letrei Palge Dikli Dikla Oiloi. That means as follows. It seems these two have to call him. The Yisoymim wanted to be Mesalik, the daughter, with the deco which is worth least. Now it seems these two have to call him. There was a lot of need of Tirche to take care of them. So they wanted to give the daughter these two half kolim. But the shaila is, he said, diklo lebras. So those two halves add up to one. Yosef Rav Ashi v'kokashale mikokori inshi letrei palge dikli diklo. There's a person called two abailas in 2 half the kolim, does he call that a deco? Eloi. Homalei Rav Motche le Rav Ashi, Hocham Avimi Megrunye Mishmei Derove, Koru Inshi Letrei Palge Dikli Dikli. Yeah, it's people call it a deco. Let us see Rashi. Bishovak Trei Palge de Dikla, Shehoyeloi Bishutfes. These two have the kolim, what this means, he was a shutif in these two the kolim. Bishad kolim arbe hayuloi. He had a lot of the kolim. Vasoimim hayunaisnim lo oison shnei chatzoim. They wanted to give her these two halves. Sheesh teirach ben yoiser. It seems these two the kolim involved a lot of tilche. So if they have to give her something, they might give her the least. That would have had the least value. Koru inchi val kocho yoda la tachtoine shenachosim becheskas hayisaimim vizu eini bo aleim elam mikoyach atzavo. So if it has a shame deckle, they could be misalakar with this. Zot the Mishnah Vayta. Hamoitzi shtachoiv al chaveiroi. A person, let's say Reuven and Shimon, so Reuven has a shtar choiv on Shimon. Bahalo hoitzi, now Shimon the loive is moitzi a shtar mecher shemocha loy es a sode, that he sold him a sode. Now there's a big kasha. The kasha is that if Yutaka lent me money and I didn't pay up, usually a person sells a field because he's in need of money, so he sells his karkois to get money. So why did you sell me a karke? I paid you for the karke. If you needed money, you should have been goyve the chayv, and I have a shtar that you sold me a karke. Mistama, this is speaking about after this man peroin. So Memele, instead of selling me a karka to make money, you could have been goyve the choif. A big kasha. Is Adman oima yochilu sheyoima ilu hayisi chayiv loch oyoloch li pora esheloch shemachalta li yasasod. If I taka owed you money, So instead of selling me the karka, you should have taken the money for the chayv that I owe you. And since you sold me the karka, so Tzaraya will seem Rashi that the shtar halvo that you have is either perua or mezuyah. We'll see klar and Rashi. V'chachomim oimrim zeh hoyo pikeyach. No. The malve who also sold the karka was a pikeya. Shemochaloi es a karka. Minei shehu yochel lemashkenai. That means as follows. That means this loive, you couldn't get a penny out of him. That means all the metaltalim he was mavriach. So memele, so he has a choiv, but you can't get any money from him. So he had an ilui shayim fal. I'll sell you the karka. You pay me for the karka. And memele, and then I'll be given the karka from you, for my choiv. So memele is vakelt. It's no raya that you don't owe me money. You do owe me money, and this was the oif, and now I could be given from you the money. Let us see Rashi. V'lo hoitzi shemocha leisoda. Haloi ve'hoitzi olov shtal mechire mu'ulcheres l'shtal habo. V'oimer shtolcho mezuyev. He said that the shtar is mezuyev. Now I saw the shita mekebetzes, tainez, how could he say the shtar is mezuyev? Mustamu is speaking about a mekuyim the shtar over here. And every time it says mezuyev, so they don't need the whole shakel of Tarya of Admin and the Chachomim. He says it's mezuyev, so be mekayim d'shtar. So Kochi was mekayim d'shtar. So now you have a shtar mekuyim. So he's saying, I have a kasha, but if it's a shtar mekuyim, so why did you sell me a kasha? You've been good. Very good. You have a good kasha. But you have a good kasha, but that doesn't make a shtar mezuyev, a shtar mekuyim, a shtar mezuyev. That's why the shita doesn't like this. I was thinking perhaps we could say, to Pahem Farashi, it's brought down in Choshem Mishpot, Rabbi Kevega and Gittin brings this down in Simen Mem Bov in Choshem Mishpot, that there's a kiyum of Dimyan Chsimis. We heard before in the second perek of Ksubis that even if the Edom don't come and say Zech Sam Yodi, but we compare Chsimis from another shtar. That also is a Teres Kiyim. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that Kiyim only helps if you need Kiyim Midarabonim. But if you need Kiyim Midaraisa, then Dimya Chsimis won't help. So it could be that is Pshat. That there was a kiyum of dimyan chsimis. I mean, that if the loive time is a mezuyev to kishtar, so it's gonish. Eidim achsumim ashtar kimishnech yedusim bebezin. So I mean, at Torah you don't need kiyum. At Torah time is it's mezuyev. So, and no, the rabbonu wa matzrich kiyum. The rabbonu ki kiyum helped dimyan chsimis. But now he's proving that it's a mezuyev to kishtar, because he's saying, listen, if it would be a true shtar, so why did you sell me a karka? You should have been given for me the money. So it could be that's Pshat and Rashi. So he's tiny Mezuyev, and it was Mekuyim only Akiyim Berabonan of Dimi Chsimis. So Mamela now, he can slug off that Kiyim. Yenna doesn't have Edim to be Mekayim the Chsimis. So Mamela, so it could be perhaps that's Pshat and Rashi. Oy Parua. Or itainis it's parur. So the shita says, well, so parur, so what is the malva doing with the shtar? The life says, I lost the shtar, you found it. Shimayisi chayiv loch, because if I would owe you money, loy hayisa moichali esasode, so you never would have sold me, you needed money, so you wouldn't have sold me the kaka, shaylach ligvayis es chayivah. So the chamim say, zehoya pikeya, shemochali esasode. Fakert, he was a peker that he sold him the field. Fishahoya ze mavriach metaltolov, because this loive was mavriach metaltolov, he was unable to be gave anything from him. Loihoya loi mehechen yemashkenenu al choive, ba'achshiv yitalas a karke. So now he did something where he sold him a karke, now you have a karke from which I can be gave. The shita brings down and what if he has that's pshat, that's the chomim hold, and what if he has 20 other karkois? So what? I mean, this is a very good teretz. We didn't have any karkois, and didn't have any karkoi, so I sold this karka in order to make sure that you have a karka to be goyder. But what if he has 20 karkois? So why did you sell him the karka? He has 20 karkois. So the shita says, ikantaina, I was afraid that the 20 karkois are meshubet to 20 balechayvis, and I'm a balchayv meuche, so from that chayv I'll never be able, from those karkois I'll never be able to be goyver. That's why I sold you this karka to be goyver. From this karka, if I care if it's better, and it's better for me also to be goyver my own karka, so it's nachlos avoisov, and this karka is in a convenient place, if I care, so that's his time. My time de rabono, shaper komar admai. I mean, but Admin is coming with a gewaldike tain over here. That means, why did he sell him the karke? He paid him for the karke. He paid him for the karke. So why did he sell him the karke? He should have taken the money for the chayv. So the Gemara says as follows. Ba'asre di yovi zuzi v'hoda kos v'shtor. In a place where the seder is first the lekech lays out the money and then you write a shtar, then Admin is 100% right. Kula alme loy pligi de motza omelei hoyeloch lefroya esheloch. You should have been goive yochoiv kshemachalto liyes asode. When you sold the karke, so if I take owed you money, and before we write a shtar, you take the money, you should have taken the money. And then you should tell them, you know, we're not going to write a shtar. This money you owe me for a chayv, and I'll take this money for the chayv. That's what you should have done. That means, till now, he was telling him he doesn't have money. He's money him the chayv, money in the chayv, and he's desperate for money, the malve. So this would be a gevaldik eitzah. If the minig is that first you give the money, then you write the shtar, you take the money and don't write any shtar, the nachas ain't kamishugin it. So there, everyone is made the ta'admoin, that in such a case, it's sicher, it cannot be goiva with the shtar halva. So the machloik is, admoin and the chomim is, ki pligi ba'asre de kosvi shtore bohoda yovi zuzi. No, it's speaking about that first they write the shtar, and then you give the money. So mamela, first they wrote the shtar, so he has the shtar already, so he wants to take money, so then he's taking money for the karke, he has the shtar. Kibbutz Basta, the cost of his shtar of all the Yavi Zuzi. Admin Sova, he boilei le mimsel meidoe. That means you should have told over to two Adem that you should know this is a very big kasha, that why when you go over the chay? She should have told over to two Adem that the reason I'm selling this karka is because I'm selling him the karka, so I should be able to be goive my choiv through this karka. You should have told this to two Adem. Like, this is a psashtiko kasha. There's a kasha on you. Why did you sell a karka to someone who owes you money? You should have been given the money. So, if I can't, you've told to wait, and if I can't, the mechira gufa is echetimsa, how to get back the money. But you should have shared this knowledge with the Edom. So there won't be a cash on you. Rabbonon sovri, Rabbonon hold, no, you can't share this knowledge with anyone. Chavro, chavre islay, so that means that if the Edom will hear his intent, that the reason he's selling it is because he wants to be goyve from this karka, that's his intent. So memele, the loyve, who's the lekech, will also eventually hear about it, and he won't buy the karka. So memele, so therefore it's not kedai to share with people your intentions. So that's why it's no kasha why I sold the karke and didn't bear an eilish about the choyv, because this is a way how to trap the loyve, that eventually be able to get paid. זאת רשי בעשרה של היקח יויב זוזי והודקוס וישטר מחירה, כולה עומר לא יפליגי. שהויה למויכה לעקב בחויבי המוי שקיבל. If they give first money and then they write a shtar, so the minute the moicha got the money, he should hold the money. V'lo yichtev lo yashtar, shouldn't write a shtar mechira. V'kivin shekosvoi, since a shtar mechira was written, ha'ichiyach she'ein lo'y olav choyv. So that proves that there was no choyv. But the other way around, if he couldn't take the money first, So Gemara says, so Lamimsa Meido, Veini Moichalei Elisha, so he should have been Moiser Ameido, Veini Moichalei Shaucha Lamashkanai. The whole reason I'm selling him is that this will enable me, I should be able to be Goyva the Choy from the Karke. Chavre Isle, V'yoydiyuhu V'lo Yikach Oid Asode. That means he'll find out what his intentions are, so he won't buy the soda. So Memele, therefore, it's no reis why he didn't write a Meido. Let us see Taisvitz. Verabonon chavro islay. Vo de maskinen la'el alibe de kula alme, la'iboyle lemimsa meidoi. Gabi la'atzmoi le'ibet tzchusoi demrinen chavro islay. Now, Thesis is asking Akashi, and let us refresh our memories, what the Gemara said on Daf Kuftes Amid Beis, and then we'll understand Thesis Kash. We hear a Gemara on Daf Kuftes Amid Beis, and we hear a Machlokes Rashi in Thesis, how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. So let's first say Taisvis Pshat, then we'll say Rashi's Pshat, then we'll come back to our Taisvis now. We had in the Mishnah and Daf Kuftes Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says, Oso Simen La'acher Ibeid Es Tzchusay. Now we're talking about a case. Shimon was Muchzik in Akarke, and Reuven tainted, and Reuven had Edim, that this Karke does not belong to Shimon. It was sold to him by Levi, and Levi stole it from Reuven. That was Yesod, Reuven's taina. So Reuven was Ma'ara on the Karke that Shimon was Muzik, but Tzvali kept the Irot himself. And eventually we'll get Edom to prove that Levi stole it from him, then they'll take it away from Shimon. Benkach or Benkach, so the din is as follows. What happens, Oso Simen La'acher? That means he, let this is Taisvis Pshat. Reuven had a karke that was next to Shimon's karke, and he's selling his own karke to Yehuda. And in the Shtar Mekach, Reuven, the Ma'ara, writes, well, this karke I'm selling you is adjacent to Shimon's karke on the left. Shimon's karke is on the left. And he tells all the boundaries of the karke. Now, that's saying a mouthful. That's saying that the karke on the left is Shimon's karke. So the Mishnah says, if he wrote such a thing, Ibid Eschusay. So even though later he'll bring Edim that will be Meyed, that Shimon's Karka, that Levi sold to Shimon, was long to Reuven, and Levi stole it from him, so it doesn't belong to Shimon. But since he had written previously a Shtar, that in the shtar it says a statement that the karke he's selling now is next to Shimon's karke. So we have Eidos Baldin that it's Shimon's karke. We have Eidim that say that it's Reuven's karke. No, Eidos Baldin keneged kemeya Eidim domi. So the Mishnah says, if Oso Simen La'acher, if the Ma'arer, that's a Taisis Lein's chat, if the Ma'arer Rabbis used Shimon's Karka as a simen, and as the simen, he called it Shimon's Karka, Ibed es Chusay, so we have a door spelled in that the Karka belongs to Shimon, and Eidim won't help later to be made that it's Reuben. So the Gemara says, but what is if Mechorei, that Lashona La'acha, Asosim La'acha, but what if he's selling this karka? So Tosfos Lom Shat to Shimon. I'm selling this karka to Shimon. So I need money. So I want to sell the karka to Shimon. So I'm writing in the shtar. I'm writing that I'm selling you this karka, which is on the right side of your karka. That's what I'm saying in the shtar. So over there is loy ibed eschusay, because I want Shimon to buy the karka. I'll start grumbling in dust and make funny notations in the shtar. It's next to, I won't mention your karka, so what's wrong? What's the whole, so then you won't buy the karka from me. I can't be begala, so I have to write your karka. So the Gemara says, so go, but let him tell Edim that what, that he should be Mesa Meido, he should tell Edim, you know, on the shtar I wrote this, but it's really not Shimon's karka. I had to do it for political reasons that he should buy the karka from me. So the Gemara says, no, Chavre, Chavre, Isla, he can't tell this to Edim. Shimon will find out. He has to keep quiet. Now, here, who said this? Everyone said this. Admai. Afilu Admai. Admain says over here, Ibed es Chusay, but if he sold it to someone else, if the Ma'are, that's, when is it Ibed es Chusay? If the Ma'are sold it to someone else, but Ma'are sold it to the Musa, to Shimon, la Ibed es Chusay, because he didn't have an Eitzah. He wants the deal to go through, and he can't tell this to Eidim because they'll find out. That's Admain and Avkuf Tesamad Beis. Now, Admain and Avkuf Yudam and Aleph all of a sudden starts talking differently. Here, Admain says, if the reason you sold him the karka, he still owes you money, but if the reason you sold him the karka is because you wanted to have the Rishiv Akaka, you should be able to be goyver from, you should tell this to someone. Chum say, no, he can't tell because Chavre Chavre Yisrael. But Admain all of a sudden doesn't hold up this Chavre Chavre Yisrael. So that is Tosfos Kasha. What is the difference between Daf Kuftes Amud Beis, where Admain is also moided to the Svar of Chavre Chavre Yisrael, and Daf Kuf Yud Amud Al? That's Tosfos Kasha. V'hode maskinen la'el alibe de kul alma. The kul alma means, I feel according to Admin, that if the Ma'ares sold it to the Muzik, to Shimon, he's not mechuyev to be ma'isa meido. And la'ibet chusay demrinen chavra chavra islay. Yeshloima de la'idomi. The Masha saw Simon Lehavi Kol Kachido. That means that what he called the Shimon's Karka, that's not so gefährlich. I mean, he's speaking about the boundaries. He mentions this Al Shimon's Karka, so it's not Kol Kachido. So Memele, if it's not Kol Kachido, and there's danger in being Megala to the Edim, why he's saying what he said. So then Admin says, so it's not Ibed es Chusay. That means he's not saying too much to begin with, and he's scared to be mefarsim, so Memele, so there's no reyese. He don't say Ibed es Chusay. K'moy hocho, she hocho, Shahitzi Shemocha la Yasasoda. That means the Haychocha of here is a bigger Haychocha that I don't owe you any money. That means if you sold me Karka and I owed you money, you sold me Karka because you needed money and I had money and I owed you money, so why didn't you take the Karka? So he's saying, why didn't you take the money for yourself?
Or why didn't when you meisa maidon the car? You should have done something. This is a big aichocha against you. You should have done something. Ah, you might lose, but this is also a loss, Admin says. Doing such a pull is also a loss. The mashos is similar have a kol kachay dok maichocha. Here the loiv is bringing a shtam mekach to show that he bought him the kach. Ilkach leiboy leilamimsa meido. So here, there it's not such a bizarre. But over here it's like by selling him a kark, this is equivalent to Ido. So here Admin says, you should have done something about it to save your face, to show that it's takanan Ido. Ulepeirish Rashi, now let's refresh our memories. Rashi says over there, a different pshat in the Gemara. It's speaking about that Shimon, the muzik, sold the karka adjacent to his karka to the Ma'arav. And when Shimon's writing the shtar, so Shimon's right, his karka, I'm selling you, is adjacent to my karka. And the Ma'arav is taking this shtar, and he looks at it, and he sees it's adjacent to my karka. I mean, Anoch and they adjacent to your karka. But the Ma'arav swallows and takes the shtar. So the Gemara says over there, because he wanted to buy the karka, so he has to be on good terms with the moicher, the muzik. So the muzik writes, it's adjacent to my karka. Macha Schweig, now we won't talk about this. Let me just get a hold of this karka. So leperish nasi yoshishap, de leel vade lehavle lemare lemimsa meido. That means it's difficult. The dume shama moicha lo isodem shama moicha lo isodemeho, because it would be moisa maido that the kak is not Shimon's. V'yimna la moicha v'yia lo hefsir shlimsa sodaliknes. That means it's hard to purchase real estate. It's not too big of a market. So means, so if I found someone that wants to sell me a kalke, tafmana reincha. So you don't take chances. Be meisa meidon. What if you will find out about it? You won't sell it to me, so I'm stuck. It's hard to purchase real estate. So memele. So therefore, Admin says he's very right if he's cautious. He doesn't want to be meisa meidon because if he's meisa meidon, he might lose this deal. He won't sell it to him. But in our case, it's different. Here, he's selling a soda. Here, the malve is selling the soda to the loive. So we said, the malve should be maisa maidor. The malve should be maisa maidor. That what? That the whole reason he's selling it, because he wants to have a karka to be gave it from. I mean, it shouldn't look so modern. The Welt says a Weltel, if you purchase a karke, some emele, you got something, that's an investment. Every karke that's purchased is an investment. You sell a karke, you have a loss. So what was he afraid of? If he'll sell this kark, he'll afraid maybe the loiver won't buy it. Or he'll hear that why I'm selling it to him, he won't buy it. So Taisa says, so what do you lose? You can sell to someone else also. If he doesn't mind, he can sell to someone else. He says, but Shemushemayim, you know why he's selling it to him? Because I want he should buy it. Because I want he should have a karka that I should be able to be geiver from. That was the whole reason why he's selling it to him. So Mamei Levusak Taisus is speaking in an economy
don't worry, you'll always find koinim to buy your karka. If it'll be Idris back in selling his karka, so then Tosfos is consoling him. He won't buy it, someone else will buy it, but he has something else up his sleeve. He wants to sell it to this loivish, the loivish should have karka, that the malva can be gave the karka from him. So for kelso, that's why he has to be very quiet. That kasha frek the rishash. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shnayim sheitziu shtar choyiv ze al ze. Two people were moitziu shtar choyiv ze al ze. That means Reuben lent Shimon, let's say $200. And Shimon later lent Reuben $200. Both of them have a shtar choyiv. Ad me neime, ili o yisi chayiv loch. So now the second malve, who is the first loive, see, can tell him, listen, if I would owe you money, ketzadat to love of me many, this amod nemaise, if I owe you money, you have to borrow from me $200, you should be gaiva from me the $200 I owe you. So Memele is a raya that what that your star is a paid up star, a mazivtik star, whatever it is, that means if I owed you money, so you wouldn't have borrowed from me later money, you would have been gaiva the chayt. The chachami maimrim, ze gaiva shtar chayve, ze gaiva shtar chayve. Now let us see Rashi. Shnayim sheitziu shtar chayve ze al ze. Reuben al Shimon. Vishimin al Reuben, shtar shoitzi Reuben mugdem vishol Shimon mochem. Ad menoime yochel Shimon loime le Reuben, ilu chayev hayise loch, chayisi loch, kedivrei shtolcho. If it's taka true, that I owe you, like it says in your shtar, so why are you borrowing money from me? Instead of borrowing from me, you should get, they should take back the money. Not you come a loiva by me. Yeah. Zagoive, and the Chami says Zagoive is Zagoive. Vafulo achoiv shove. Now, dosh te toch nochaza. Vafulo the same amount. Ein oimrim Yaakov ze milve shel chaveiroi bishvil milve shel vo. Ela bezni yodom unikse kolecho de magvin lishonek de yeschoiboi. Do shteitoch, we'll see klar in the Gemara exactly what this means, that takert, first of all, it's not a raya that the second havo didn't occur. That's number one. We assume that the second halvo did occur. Now there's a second shaila. There's a shaila. So what happens now? So the Chachamim said we don't say that the first halvo didn't occur and the first halvo was paid up because of the second halvo. We don't say that. We say both halvos are kayim. Reuben owes Shimon $200. Shimon owes Reuben $200. Now, then the Chachamim say something else. We don't say that the Chayv is cancel out. No, each one is Chayv his Chayv. But the accomplishment of this is, we'll see in the Gemara. Itma. Shnayim shoitziyu shtar Chayv ze al ze. And here the Shita says, here we're not speaking about, here everyone is moide, that there were two chayves. We're not going into the problem of admin and the chomer. There's no shayla over here. Everyone says Reuben is made. I lent Shimon $200. Shimon says I lent Reuben later $200. That is a mutual agreement. Rav Nachman Omar ze goive bze goive. Each one is goive. Rav Sheshes Omar hapuchi matarto lo moli. Let us see, what does this mean? Afuchi matar talom ali. So Rashi says, Anoise shnei marzufin shel oil. A person is carrying two sacks made out of leather.
Umaso and Shove, and they both weigh the same. And one sack is on his right shoulder, and one sack is on the left shoulder. Ma Yisrein loy lahapech shall yamin l'smel v'shal smel l'yamin. So what? It's getting very heavy now, so change the sacks. I mean, what will he gain by changing the sacks? It's the same sack and the same weight, so he won't gain anything. So memela, so Rav Sheshes Pinus, this is a ridiculous setup. I mean, so he'll give from him 200,000, give him 200,000, so, but why do you need this whole thing? So each one should be aimed b'shaloi. Zuk to Gemara Zay. The Kula Alme, there's no machloikis whatsoever. Idiis v'idiis. Let's say that both of them possess idiis. Or beininis, or beininis. Or ziburis v'ziburis. And the whole shaila is that Reuven among Shimon ziburis, and Shimon among Reuven ziburis, is vadai, then 100% Rav Sheshes is right. Afuchi matal tohu. So it's ridiculous. So why do we have to change our mon yoz ziburis, mon main ziburis? We'll cancel out. Ki pligi de islay lechad beininis, ulechad ziburis. Now it's speaking about that he do not possess the same quality karkois. One has beininis, and one has ziburis. Rav Nachman sovar ze goive v'ze goive. Kosovar b'sheloi hein shomen. Now, there's a machloikis. B'shel kol odom hein shomen or b'sheloi hein shomen. That means we have different halachas in hilchis gviye, nizikin is goive me'idiyas. Balchoy from Beininis, Ksubasisha from Ziburis. Now, this terminology, Idiis, Beininis, and Ziburis, is relative. I mean, what do you call Idiis, what do you call Beininis, and what do you call Ziburis? So, we could look at it two ways. There's one way that Bishaloi Hain Shaman. That means, Idiis, Beininis, and Ziburis is measured, the Gabi, what the Baal HaKarka possesses. This is his idiot, this is his bainus, this is ziburus. If he has three dalgas, that's his idiot. Could be his idiot is the ziburus dalma. Buskate meron, but that's his idiot. So memele, when Chazal made halachis, with how the oifen agviya should be, bishaloi hein shomen. And there's a svara to say, Bishal Kolo Domein Shomin. No, you don't look at him. When Chazal made Takonis, they looked at Gabi the world. What falls into the category of Idiyas? What falls into the category of Beinis? What falls into the category of Zibur? So now, the Gemara says as follows. We're speaking about the Islay Lechad Beininis, one that means Islay Lechad Beininis, Lechad Ziburis. Rav Nachman sovar ze goive v'ze goive kesovar b'shaloi hein shomim. He holds that idiyas and beininis are in ziburis is totally b'shaloi. Osis bal ziburis, the bal ziburis comes v'govilei lebeininis. He mons his beininis. The havi gavei idiyas, that means the minute the bal haziburis mons the beininis from the bala beininis, and it becomes his. So now this is his idiot. This is his best what he has. V'osahu b'shokol ziburis. Now the one who previously possessed the beininis, now he comes over to his loive. Now his loiva has the beinus, which he just was goiva, and the ziburis. So his loiva tells them, listen here, the beinus I just took, you can't take. That's my idiot. We hold the shaloi ain't shaman. So you take my ziburis. So memele, Rav Nachman holds that in Hilchis Gvir, b'shaloi ain't shaman. So memele, if it's b'shaloi ain't shaman, V'tzbishaloyhen shomin, so memele, so there's a big nafkemine. So the Baal Ziburis will get Beinonis, the Baal Beinonis will get Ziburis. I mean, it doesn't cancel out. There's a nafkemine, it's not a puchimatar talomoli. We're making a homapecha over here. It's not a matarta. He's ending up with Zibus, he's ending up with Beinonis. V'rav Sheish yisoma afuche matarta lomoli. Kosova b'shel kol odom ein shomin. He holds you b'shel kol odom ein shomin. So memele, so b'shel kol odom ein shomin. So Beinonis is Beinonis by whoever it is. So I'll take your Beinonis. And then you're naive ziburis. I'll take your beininis, and then you'll take back your beininis. So it cancels out without any gvir whatsoever. So, ki yosi hu beininis, the nafshi kashoku. So, Philly, you'll take the beininis, I'll take it back from you. So, we're back where we started from. Rav Nachman, fragt the Gemara, according to Rav Nachman, my choses, now Rav Nachman made a very interesting oifen agviya. My choses, the osi, you made like this, the osi bal ziburis bereshe. The bal ziburis takes first the beininis, and then the bal beininis ends up with the ziburis. Leisi bal beininis bereshe. Let's do it the other way around. Let the Baal Beinonis come first, the Ligvi Ziburis, the Lahad, the Ligvi Nele, and then I'll give him back the Ziburis. I mean, you hold B'Shaloy ain't Shaman. So Memele, so let the Baal Beinonis be gave the Ziburis from the Baal Ziburis. Now I have Ziburis and Beinonis, so B'Shaloy ain't Shaman, so my Beinonis is my Idius, you take back the Ziburis. So Memele, it matters who starts. If the Baal Ziburis is going with the Beinonis first, then he'll end up with Beinonis and you end up with Ziburis. But if the Baal Beinonis will be going with the Ziburis first, so everyone will end up with what they had till now. So how do you know to go this way? So the Gemara Allah Tzriche, the Islay Lechad Idiyis Beinonis. Now the case is different. That one had Idiyus Beinonis, Vishle Lachad Ziburis. The other one had Ziburis. Now, Mar Sova B'Shaloi Hein Shomin. So if you hold B'Shaloi Hein Shomin, so it's going to come out like this. If you hold B'Shaloi Hein Shomin, the Baal Ziburis is going to end up with the Beinonis Mamonov Shech. That means whoever will be goyva first, if the Baal Ziburis will take the Beinonis from the Baal Idiyus the Beinonis, so he'll take the Beinonis, that's your Ziburis. So I'm taking your Beinonis, then when you're going to mon from me, you're going to take my Ziburis. So Memele, so I'll end up with your Beinonis, you'll end up with my Ziburis. So, or if you'll start first, you'll take from me my Ziburis, I'll still take your Beinonis. So, Memele, so in such a case, if you'll be Shaloi and Shaman, Ma'asova be Shaloi and Shaman, Ma'asova be Shal Kol Odom and Shaman. Let us see Rashi. Sitrashi be Shaloi and Shaman, Ma'asha Omru Chachomim, Baal Choyiv Bebeinonis, what is called Beinonis? Bekakois Haloive Shomen, Veshom Bekakois Haloive. Shim Yesh Leloive Sode Shi Beinonis Lechol Odom, Veetzle Hi Idyich, Sheshal Sodoisov Grueis Emeno, Ein Baal Choyiv Goyiv Emeno, because his Beinonis is in reality, for him it's his Idyich. Rav Sheish Yisov B'Shal Kol Odom Ein Shomen V'Soyv Soyv Ki Hod Oros Yehar L'Mig V'Beinin Ish Ois Yisholo Yishot Ula Rav Nachman Nehei Namid B'Shalo Ein Shomen My Chose Soyv Soyv Ki Os L'Mig V'Beinin Did we skip this? As we skipped a line, Taka, I think. We skipped a line. Ulav Nachman, my choses, the osi bal ziburis, we skipped a line, Dach Sahmir. Ulav Nachman, my choses, the osi bal ziburis peresh. The Gemara asked on the first akimta that one had beninis and one had ziburis. So the Gemara asked, why do you say that the Baal Ziburis is Goyve Bereshe? Lisi Baal Benis Bereshe, the Ligvi Ziburis will have Ligvi Nele. Like Tzriche, so this we skip. The Kodim Tove, that the Baal Ziburis was Teveya first. Now he was Teveya first, so therefore he gets the right, the Schus Tvi. Take the Gemara, save ki also la migve ba di adobi kosa, la mice, who cares who was the bayer first? But la mice, the Mishnahs are speaking out by Bishas Kvi, they're both coming already to Bezin to be goive. So then we should not make such an unfair Seder HaGvi, it doesn't matter, even though he was the bayer first. But now let's see Rashi. So if said kiosk will be about the other the yosu shresh, name it seems to rech, so it's same bebezna. Mas of our bishaloi hen shaman, the lava puchem atarti, the mamon of shech, ike rabcha la baal ziburis. The baal ziburis will gain, the I chavrei kodim bereisha vigovim. If the chavr will be goiver from him his ziburis, Iki gabei, so now the chave is idius, ubeininis viziburis. Umagvi lahayich beininis, now he'll be goiver from beininis. The ihu kodim vigovi beininis, if he'll be first goiver beininis, havi gabei idius, umagvi lahavre ziburis. Umar sova bishaloi lamein shama vikivin the badodi osila migvi. Yo, bezdin beininis labal ziburis bereshe, for ha de gobel lominates. But if you hold bishaloi lamein shomin, so mameli is idius and beininis, so what'll be? So he gives him the beininis, and he takes back the beininis, bishaloi lamein shomin. So you don't say zagoive with zagoive. That is the machloikis, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Tanan, so we have our machlokes. The chachomim oimrim, we had in the Mishnah, ze goive vize goive. We had the chachomim say, ze goive vize goive. So the chavit regeshe. So you see, by two choives, that it is a gvir. So that's a rayet Rav Nachman, Akash, and Rav Sheshes. Tilgimo Rav Nachman alibe de Rav Sheshes kegoin shelovo ze le'eser vize le'chomish. So Rav Nachman verempered that our Mishnah is speaking about a case that take each one lent the other one, let's say, the same amount of money, but the zmanei halvo were not the same. Zokte Gemore, Heichi Domi. Now what is the case that you say there were two halvors, one halvor was for 10 years, and one halvor was for 5 years? Ilema, Rishain Le'esa. The first halvor was for 10 years. He lent them for 10 years. Vishaini L'chomesh. And the second halvor, he lent him for 5 years. That means Reuven was the Malvin, the first halvor, to Shimon. And Reuven lent Shimon $200 for 10 years. A month later, Reuven wants to borrow money from Shimon, $200 for 5 years. Now, Shimon will lend him the $200, and he doesn't want to pay up to chayiv. Let's say he doesn't want to pay up to chayiv. That means, good, I'll lend you for 5 years, but after the 5 years, I still have the first chayiv. So it's worthwhile for me to lend you. I understand you need the money now, so I'll lend you for 5 years, $200. And later, I'll kaponim, I'll have your $500 for the next 5 years. It's very good. It's different zmanei peroin. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we just said, I'm taka chayiv to you. I owe you, but I have time to pay back in 10 years, and you're borrowing for 5 years. Is holei mota zimne? That means that I owe you money, but you couldn't take back these $200 because the zman peroyin will be in 10 years. Mm-hmm. You needed money now, so 5 years. The 5 years pass by, and now Reuven is coming to Shimon to borrow $200 for 10 years. Now, does that make sense? Why should he borrow from Shimon $200 for 10 years? Shimon owes him now the $200, so be gave the $200 from. Why are you borrowing now from Shimon? What is the time of the Rabbonon? That means Admon is 100% right. This doesn't make any sense whatsoever. And if it's speaking about it's after 3 years, and he needs a halvor now for 10 years, so he borrowed it to me. He can't mon back to pay up to chay. He has another 2 years to pay up to chay. So what's the whole reyes over here? Why weren't you goyve your chayv? I couldn't be goyve the chayv. There's another 2 years to be goyve the chayv. I needed halvor, now I borrowed it from him. Yeah. So the Gemara says, loitzriche the ose bahi yoyme de mishlam chomish. No, it's very interesting. It's speaking about that, let's say Beis Nissen is the Zman Peroin of the Chayv. Now, he comes to him, the Malve, who lent him 5 years ago, he lent him to $200, he's coming to him, Aleph Nissen by day, B'yayma de Mishlam Zimne, he's telling, listen, I need $200. So the lawyer says, look at the clock, it's still tonight. Tonight is this man. I don't know you yet. But he needs the $200. It's clock in, clock out. So the shaila is, will a person who needs money, b'yoyma de mishlam zimne, would he borrow the money then? I'll lend you the money. I'm not paying you up to five. I'll lend you the money. I'll lend you now $200. Will he borrow the money then, if he needs the money? Or he'll be matrik, he'll wait till the night and then he'll be gave the choy. What will a normal person do? You have to know, you have to look at it in two ways. Mitzad echod, he needs the money now, so wait till tonight. He needs the money now, so he'll borrow from him now the money. Just wait a few hours and then you'll be able to get to chayv. So that is the machloikis, admein and the chachamim. Admein holds that v'yayma de mishlam zimnei, a person would never borrow money. He'll wait a few hours and then be goyve the chayv. So Memele, and if it says in the Shtar that he didn't do this, so Tarai to Shapuru the Kishtar. The Chachamim both know. Or the din is to yase b'yem the mishla zimne. Or the din is to yase svesig moses. Nasi in America. My time. Leitzicha da osa b'al yoyim the mishlam chomesh. We're speaking about that he came to be goive from him or to borrow from him the day, the last day of the 5 years. Maus of Ovidin Ishtiyazev Liyayme. One man the Yoma holds, the Chachomim hold Ovidin Ishtiyazev Liyayme. Someone else is no reyes whatsoever. That a person would never do such a thing. Let us see Rashi, Zekrashi, Tanan, Zegoyviv, Zegoyviv, Nei Namidis, Lurabonim, Sheshneihem, Hashtoris, Ksheirim, Obeyamid, Zebisholoi, Vizebisholoi, Zem Alma, Bisholoi, Inshomim, Velav, Hafuchi, Zarai, Ferab, Nachman. So the Gemara says, no, Kigoyin Shalom is Ela Esa. Shalom Yuchal Hanoi Shalom Toivoi Ab Esa Shonim. Dike Rav Chida Hamton. That means he has 10 years till you can learn from him. Ilai Marishin La Esa Sheini Bo Etzle Usoib Shonim Velova Lechomesh. Poleima admoin, that what, that why was Nigoyv, Olei Motta Zimne, Venoich Oye Olei Lozeb, Shehelvo. So it's better for him, for the first Loive, to lend him, not to pay up the Choy, the first Loive had a Choy of 10 years. Now his Malva wants to borrow money, so it's better from him, for him to lend him now the money. The Yazdivi Tvenel Seif Chomish, and he'll get back the after 5 years. But Dain Yechayv Mukibya, that a Shlomasasa, Mishipere Eloi Bechayvi. That means, he wants to help Yenna, but he doesn't want to pay up the Chayv. Why should I pay up the Chayv? Yenna needs money for 5 years, so I'll forget, I'll lend them for 5 years, and I'll be able to use the money for another 5 years. He the motizim name Shomu Hamisha Shonim Shibohamal Baliu Vaismina Loivim. My time in the Rabban of the Marshri story Shomal Barishin, Aregi is Manoi, Poiloi Litoiva, you should have borrowed from him. The Loilil Vais, you should have borrowed from him. The Loilil Vais, you shouldn't borrow from him. David Loivili Shmalve. So the Gemara says, "Leitzriche da osa legabei v'lo veimenu biyoimo de mishlam chomish." The last day of the 5 years. So that's the case of that. That's the lotion of zegoive v'zegoive. Doesn't it's not ra'i the bishaloi in shomim? Could be bishol kolodam im shomim. But it's a goyve, because there are different zmanei piroim. That's pshat. Rami Bachoma said, "Oche biyasmi askinim." We are speaking about that one of the loyves died. And he left over Yisaimim. The Yasmi Migve Govi Agvuyi Leimagvina Minai. That means, Pshat is as follows, that the one of the Loivis died, and he left over Metaltalim. So from him you can't mourn, because Metaltali the Yasmi Leimishtabdi, but the Yisaimim can mourn from the other Loive. Frag the Gemore, so you just said you can't mourn from the Yisaimim, but the Yisaimim can mourn from him. Vaze goive, so that's it doesn't cancel out. Vaze goive vize goive ktoni. So the Gemore says, no, I mean, ze goive vize roi ligvois. That means doesn't cancel out because you can't mum from the Yisaimim the Metaltalim. So So now it says in the Mishnah, Zagoyve, Bepoil, Vezeroy, Ligmais, Ve'einloy. And he can't, because it's Metalpoy Diasmi. Omarove, Shtei Chuveis Bedova. That means, on this Pshat of Rami Bachome, to say that one of the Levites died, he left over Yesoimim, so that's a big Deichik. Shtei Chuveis Bedova. Chod, the number one, your teretz is a shvacha teretz, is a goyve ktomi. From the Mishnah it seems that both of them are goyve. But if the whole problem is that you can't be goyve from the yisoymen because it's metalpli the yasmi, so I have a good answer. Ligvinu are, so the loiva owes the yisaimim, so let him pay them back with kalke. The gvinu ara liyasmi. The lehed ligvinu minayu kidrav nachman. And then he'll go and be goive from the yisaimim that kalke. But Rav Nachman said this, Toma Rav Nachman amarabu barabu, yisaimim shgavu kalke b'choive saviyem, b'alchoiv choise v'goive oise mehen. Kash. So Mamel says for Ketos, and Rami Bachomet's a kash. That means Rami Bachomet's pshat that one of the levites died and they became Yisoimim. So now it can't cancel out because you can't mourn from the Yisoimim, but the Yisoimim could mourn from the levite. So first of all, the Loshen is schwer. It's not Zagoyve, Zagoyve. And number two, there's an Eitzeh that you should pay them up with Kalke. What does Rashi say? Biyasmi askina, shemeis echod mehem. One of the Yisoimim died. By Yisoimim, one of the Levites died. Vayisaimim boim v'toivim. So they're coming to be tevev elam kalke. She connect them goy v'shtorim em. Lemishabdi metal for the asmi lebal choy. Hochi garsine. No. Zakti gemara vaita. So mamela, so that's why we have to say the first pshat. With eser, chomesh and eser. Frekti gemara. I have another Eitzah. The look me, let's assign, the Islahu, the Yasmi, Ziburis. Let's talk and say, speaking about Yisaimim. The Yisaimim have Ziburis. The Nami, Vishal Kolodom, Ein Shomin, Hainefroim, Minichsi Yisaimim, Elom, Ziburis. That means, the Gemara says as follows. This Meiker Adin, Abal Choiv, you pay with Ziburis. That's Meiker Adin. It says you learn out from Meitzor, so avoid that he takes out Pochesh and Bekelem. That means Meiker Adin, Abal Choiv, wants from Ziburis. Chazal made a takone that you want from Beinin is Alt Nilas Delis. But when you gave it from Yisaimim, they were mamedid alika hadin, and you gave ziburis. So my male frek the gemora, I bezei abagda a geschmake pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is speaking about, there were two leibes. There's Reuben and Shimon. Fine. Now, Shimon died, so Shimon left over Yisaimim. Now, the Shimon left over ziburis. Shim left over Ziburis, he has Beinonis also, but he has Ziburis. And Reuben also has Beinonis for Ziburis. Both of them, maybe he's Beinonis and Ziburis, they have everything. Now, so Memele is what the halacha is, that from the Yisaimim of Shimon, you can only mourn Ziburis, because they were Mamed, the Rabbi Yisaimim, they were Mamed, Al din teire that Abal Chayiv is goyve meziburis. So memela, so it's very good. Reuven is goyve from the Yisaimim of Shimon ziburis, because they're Yisaimim. And the Yisaimim of Shimon are goyve from Reuven beininis, because that's a takone. that a balchayv is gaiven mibeinenis. So memele safili yehold bishal oila main shamin. That was the kasha. If you hold bishal oila main shamin, what's the napkin zagayv? If I care, the napkin may not be in such a case. That is the Gemara's kasha. Let's say it's speaking about yisayimim, but we have a gewaldik einfall. Let us see in a vein. The look me the isful the yasmi ziburis. The yisayimim have ziburis. The isle le di day idis obeininis, near idis obeininis. Okay, it's not spelled, but idis obeininis. The osle yasvi govi beininis. The yisayimim will be govi beininis. Because the kumse beininis. Vishaloilo main shaman. Umagvalei ziburis. And they'll pay him up ziburit. The nami bishol kol odom ein shomin ha'ein efroim in nichse yisoyimim elo miziburit. So the Gemara says, ani mili heiched loy tofas, aval heiched de tofas, tofas. Now, Rashi doesn't say anything over here, but l'cheire de meforshim, and she's with Gebetzel, say pshat as follows. Reuven had beininis. Shimon had beininis. Now Shimon died. So the Gemara asks, so Reuven will mum the ziburis from the Yisayimim of Shimon, because that's the takone, and the Yisayimim will mum the beininis from Reuven. So the Gemara says that Mechayim, before Shimon died, so Shimon had beininis, and Reuven had beininis. So what would the halacha be then? The halacha, if the gviya would have been then, so then the halacha would be, everyone stays, they cancel out. So memele, so b'chaye Shimon, Reuven got a schus in his beininis that I can keep my beininis. Because Bechaye Shimon, that was the halacha take, that I could keep my beininis. So even though now Shimon died, but that koyach hatfise, that I was zeiche michayim, that enables me that I don't have to, that each one is aimed b'shaloi, and I'm able to keep my beininis. So that's why the Gemara did not want to say this terem. Just to see, we have one Taishwas over here, Saif Ki Osel, Migvi Badi Adodi Kosi. The Gemara had said, the Gemara had made a cheshbin that the Baal Ziburis is greater than Beininis, and then he pays back with Ziburis. So the Gemara says, it's so why do you say it like that? Let's say the other way around, that the Baal Beininis would be greater than Ziburis, then he'll pay back with the Ziburis. So the Gemara says, because the Baal Ziburis was Teveya Bereshit. Frag the Gemara, Saif Sev Ki Osel, the Migvi Badi Adodi Kosa. Good is Tevei Bereshit, but now both are the Tevei together. Avo Gav, the Niskokim, the Tevei Atchila. In fact, the Chtaisvus was gave me on. But now both of them are being Tevei, but the Seder is, we first Niskak to the Tevei Atchila. So Chtaisvus says, Heiche, this Leib Seder, ain't Niskokim, ke the Mucha Chosom. Time it could go in the zili nichsei. That means that it's not all the time are we niskak le teveya. If the nitva will have a hefset from it, then we could be niskak for to the nitva tchila. So over here, since the nitva will have a hefset from it, So therefore, the gate minister that the Balas the Buris was Tevei Bereshit.